Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, we begin today with the line of the day from the website PatriotRetort.com, who posted the headline, "Even Biden's dentures know it's time to drop out." Oh, man.
What do you want to do?
I should just start at the beginning.
That's a great place to start.
Okay, here we go.
Here's why.
You should be happy.
You should be happy.
You know why? Because it's Friday the 13th.
Wait, what?
Why would that make me happy?
How about this?
So happens to be a full moon out tonight.
No, what is wrong with you?
Okay, how about this?
It's the weekend.
We have a winner!
And also, it's showtime.
It is indeed showtime. Here we go, getting underway with the Triskaidekaphobia edition, the Friday free-for-all, the all-skate, here on the Bobby Mack Show, TGIF. Friday means, of course, whatever you feel like talking about is fair game today, especially here on Friday the 13th. However, we don't stand on superstition here on this show. No. No, we don't believe in all these crazy superstitions. In fact, we wouldn't even care if a black cat entered the studio, knocked over a ladder, and broke our mirror. Wait a second. actually, all that just happened. In any event, here is how you join me and be a part of the program today. Just grab your phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line available to you for text messages. The number there is 71307, or as Joe Biden would say, the web address for the text line, 71307. Here we go, and as I said, we are not in the least superstitious just because we are here on Friday the 13th.
Today's show is brought to you by Friday the 13th.
Right.
And all those silly beliefs and superstitions that we've heard of all these...
Maybe we should rethink our position on this Friday the 13th thing. Okay, here we go, getting underway. I don't know if you checked it out last night or not, but the circus was back in town. Yep. Yep. The third Democrat presidential pretenders and contenders debate held last night. I mentioned one of the lowlights of the night last night. During last night's debate, creepy Uncle Joe's dentures nearly dropped out of his mouth. Joe might be thinking he should follow their lead and drop out as well. Look, and I'm not saying that a guy who wears dentures shouldn't be allowed to run for president. I mean, the father of our country, George Washington, had false teeth. But how many more embarrassingly awful moments is Biden willing to endure? I mean, the last time around on that CNN town hall about climate change, he had a bleeding eyeball, stumbling confusion, forgot what president he was veep for, flights of fancy, stories that were made up or misremembered, and now slipping dentures, which makes you wonder what's going to happen next. I mean, it's downright cruel that he is being subjected to the spotlight when obviously he is not up to the glare. We shouldn't underestimate how badly Hillary was damaged by her tottering and then being tossed like a sack of potatoes into the back of the Scooby van. And here we are, still months away from the official start of the primary season, and already creepy Uncle Joe is falling apart. I mean, to have his dentures come loose on live TV is not a very good look, nor was that sudden eye bleed. So the question is, does the Biden campaign believe these incidents are going to lessen the closer we get to the primaries? Here is some audio last night. Joe was being asked a question by the guy that's the anchor for ABC News. He was being asked a question about what else, gun control. And as the question was being asked, it looked as if, while the camera was on Joe, it looked as if, kind of like he was chewing gum. And then it became apparent, and you'll hear when he begins to speak, that his upper plate had become loose and he was trying to manipulate it back into place. It's more visible in the video, but here's the audio of it from last night's debate.
Graders would be in eighth grade today. At the time, there was a groundswell in this country to get something done. President Obama asked you to lead the push for gun control. You have often pointed to your ability to reach across the aisle to get things done. But 4 months after Sandy Hook, a measure to require expanded background checks died on the Senate floor. If you couldn't get it done after Sandy Hook, why should voters give you another chance?
Because it got done before. I'm the only one up here who's ever beat the NRA.
Yeah, listen again as he begins to answer, and he's kind of speaking around his loose denture.
Another chance.
Because it got done before. I'm the only one up here who's ever beat the NRA. Only one ever beat the NRA nationally. I'm the guy that brought the Brady Bill into
something. I, of course, would love to see Biden as the nominee because I think that Donald Trump would run circles around him. Trump is an unstoppable force, whereas Biden is an unstoppable gaffe machine, a treasure trove of memes. But it is, you know, we're at the point where I'm starting to feel sorry for the guy. I mean, he's downright painful to watch. But, you know, if Biden is too proud to admit that his time has come and gone, or if his campaign is made up of opportunists and climbers who hope to gain money and power by riding into D.C. on Joe's fraying coattails, you wonder, is Joe the one who is insisting on staying in this race? And if that's the case, then, of course, he is bringing this humiliation on himself. But it may be just another sign that, frankly, Joe is just too far gone and too unwell to be making big decisions. And that is the real problem here. That's the nexus of the issue, because presidents are known for having to make pretty big decisions. And if his insistence on staying in the race, despite his physical and mental diminishment, is an example of his decision-making abilities, that strikes me as a big red flag. There was much more last night as the circus rolled into town. Andrew Yang, the body surfer, now has come up with a new trick, a new way to literally, not figuratively, buy votes, to literally buy votes. And Bobby Irish O'Rourke, Beto O'Dork, he now has changed his name. You may remember there was a time when O'Rourke said, "We're not coming for your guns. That's crazy talk from the left, crazy talk from the right, all the conspiracy theorists on the right saying, we want to round up on the guns. We're not coming after all the guns." Well, he had something to say last night during the debate, again, trying to establish some traction because he's one of the failing Dems in the race. That would be 180 degrees away from "we're not really after your guns." How do I assess last night's Democrat presidential candidate debate? Well, as Joe Biden himself might say,
"That's so much malarkey."
You bet. Quarter after three here on the Bobby Mack Show, we will share with you some of the other lowlights from last night. And Panthers lost last night to the powerful Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But the big story was Sham Newton and the outfit he wore to the stadium. I don't know how to describe it to you. I'll try to, but it looks like he was auditioning for Thelma and Louise 2 with the scarf on his head. So stand by.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hey, get a little bumper music in early for our friends up there at Fort Meade. A little eye in the sky. How you doing, guys? NSA, good to have you along this afternoon. As I would say the tapes are rolling, but that's dated technology. Nowadays, of course, everything is digital, and so they're capturing it all that way. Great to have you along. 3:21 here on the Bobby Mac Show. I was looking for the story about Cam Newton and what he wore last night. Some kind of leather suit that was goofy looking, and then he had some kind of scarf over his head. Kind of like Thelma and Louise. I'm not quite sure exactly what look he was going for last night, but I would say he didn't get there. Speaking of not getting there, they also failed to pick up a 4th-and-1 late in the game that could have given them a chance to beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But rather than handing it off to the 6'5", 250-pound quarterback, rather than him keeping it, he handed it off to McCaffrey, who's a great running back. But still, everybody knew the play was coming, and they stopped him, and the Panthers lose 20-14, and they're 0-2, and it's going to be a long fall if you're a Panthers fan. In on the text line, 71307, Bobby, Cam Newton apparently was doing an imitation of Prince, doing an imitation of Alfalfa from the Little Rascals. I don't know. It was weird. Bobby, his outfit last night looked as if he has a side gig, which would be pimping. Ow. Bobby Mack, that's Scam Newton. Bobby, looked like Cam was auditioning for the remake of The Color Purple. Bobby Mack, I don't feel bad for Crazy Uncle Joe. I just pop open another Bud and keep watching the freak show. Bobby, Biden is the gift that keeps on gaffing, or he's the gaff that keeps on giving. Actually, he would be both, right? Bob, I think creepy Uncle Joe is just trying to stack the deck in his favor. Should he lose at any time, he'll be able to do a fix-a-dent commercial. Oh, boy. Bobby, Joe lost his marbles before he lost his teeth. Bobby just heard of Eddie Money's passing today. Guess he finally got his ticket to paradise. Ooh. And then added, oh, is that too soon? Yeah, probably, but too late now. Bobby, you flip back and forth from the debate with no boundaries to the Panthers game where Carolina considered the Bucs' 40-yard line out of bounds. Impenetrable. Bobby, as Michael Scott on The Office said, I'm not superstitious, I'm just a little stitious. There you go. Bobby, watching Rocky IV the other day, would James Brown be allowed to sing in America if that movie was made today? And yeah, Eddie Money got taken home last night. Poor baby. He'd been sick for a while. What, esophageal cancer? Wow, that's a nasty one. And another texter says, time to find a new quarterback. Yeah, well, you know, if the Panthers keep up the way they're going, they're going to be challenging who? Miami, I guess, for the first draft pick next year. Is Clemson's quarterback going to come out after this year? Oh, boy. That'll get it started. To the phones we go here on the Friday free-for-all, beginning with Ray, who is in Clinton, who I think wants to revisit something from the other day. Hi, Ray, and welcome to the show.
Yes, thank you for taking the call again.
Sure.
The other day when I was talking about working for Olin Corporation and going back and forth to New Haven to New York to see if there's any problems with the part that we played in building the buildings, I said that
the World Trade Center, right?
The World Trade Center,
right.
Yes.
Right.
And I said that the Japanese architects had said a 747 could hit those buildings at, you know, at 500 miles an hour and they would not topple.
Right.
And it was true, a 747. The 747 started flying in 1969 for Pan Am. And I was with Olin from 68 to 73, working on that project.
Yeah, and I remember after you said that, somebody texted a message in and said that you confused the 747 with the 707. But the 707 actually...
go back to the 50s.
Yeah, that's right. 707s go all the way back to the 50s. So, yeah. The texter stands corrected. Thank you, Ray. I appreciate you making that point. To Duncan we go next, and Brian is along. He wants to chime in about Cam Newton. Hi, Brian, and welcome to the program.
Hey, Bobby Mac. I love the other one you made. I have two in my life, and I'm 46. So,
my standard explanation for that, Brian. Thank you for the congratulations. My standard explanation is blind squirrel finds acorn.
Well, mine were both on a par three, so that don't really count, does it?
Oh, sure it does. You bet. In fact, you know, most aces, most holes in one happen on a par three.
Well, what I was going to say is, Bobby Mack, I sent a message in to you about the college football getting canceled on Thursday night because of the NFL ratings.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, I sent you that text yesterday. But Cam Newton reminds me of a modern-day Dennis Rodman.
Yeah, certainly. In you're talking about, you know, his proclivity for wild and crazy attire.
Yes, sir. And at the end, and I'm going to tell you something. Most people don't look at Christian, look at the running back as a white boy can be a running back. That boy is good.
McCaffrey?
He's really good.
Yeah, he is.
McCaffrey.
He's
he is
a stud.
Really good.
Yep.
But you can't put all your cards in one day.
No, and look, I'm afraid they're going to wear the guy out. You know, he's 50, 60% of their offense.
Well, and you know what they're doing by Mac? The same thing they're doing with Houston, Texas. Deshaun Watson is getting pounded.
You're right.
He is a great quarterback, and they're both going up like Andrew Luck. They try to put him in that – they have no offensive line, and they're getting pounded every game.
Yeah, it's sad. It's sad to watch the way they get beaten up. Did you see the story today that's circulating on the web, Brian, that Rob Gronkowski said he had 20 concussions?
Oh, yeah, I've seen that too, and that's ridiculous.
Man.
I mean,
and he said three or four of them were blackouts.
Yeah, and there's no way the life of a NFL quarterback, running back is long look at Barry Sanders.
Yeah.
He retired, but, you know, and Bo Jackson. Oh, I love Bo Jackson. Yeah. He would have been one of the greatest players ever played.
And he got hurt, too. Yeah.
Yeah, and it just takes the longevity out of him.
It does.
But
yeah, you play 5 years at running back in the NFL, and that's about a career right there.
You get beat up. But I want to tell you, you did give me the laugh of the day today. So I got to plug a book from you.
Oh, okay.
You're going to write a book called Drowning Murphy. Because you said that the other day, you said, most people are sick of this. They want to take Murphy, take him to the river and drown him.
Take him to the river and
Bobby
and
Mack. Bobby Mack, Drowning Murphy.
Thank
Bobby
you.
Mack, you have a good evening, buddy.
You too, Brian. Thank you. I appreciate it. I hope you have a good weekend. I was joking, of course, because as a owner of 4 golden retrievers, the last thing I would do would be to mistreat a dog, golden retriever or otherwise. But I think I made the point that we all had pretty much reached the saturation point with the Finding Murphy commercial. 3:29 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Little Annie is ready to go in the news center. The entire crew is here. Bob and the Bobettes will be right back here on Friday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Bob McClain. Welcome back. Great to have you along. It is 3:37 now, 23 before 4 here on the Bobby Mack Show. To the phones we go. It is the TGIF edition, the All-Skate. So anything you want to talk about today is fair game. And we go to Cowpens next to bring in Gerald here on the Bobby Mack Show. Hi, Gerald. How was your Friday?
Good, sir. Hey, Bobby, now, I will understand if you hang up on me, okay?
All right.
But how could anyone care less about the NFL thugs that would kneel during our national anthem and disrespect our flag like they do?
Yeah, I know. It's disgusting.
I mean, I have not and will not watch another NFL game since whatever his name was, Kaepernick or whatever his name was.
Yeah.
Once they started that nonsense, I could care less about
him. Well, and one of the guys who was on the 49ers with him, Eric Reed, who played, he's a defensive back, was also let go by the 49ers. And this socialist progressive Panthers owner picked the guy up, gave him a new contract, and he's still out there kneeling before games. So, you know, forget him.
Yeah, really, now they want us to pay for a highway to get to the Panthers?
Yeah.
And I mean, really, come on. All right, brother, you have a great weekend, and get us another hole in one, Bobby.
You got it. Thank you, Gerald. I appreciate that. You know, I much prefer the college game anyway. So among the other lowlights last night at the as a clown car rolled into Houston, Texas for the Democrat presidential debate, Irish Bobby O'Rourke, also known as Beto O'Dork, you know that this guy is using he's a gun grabber, and that's going to be his meme, his way to get some gravitas in this campaign. Now, Beto is suggesting credit cards are an enabling factor in mass shootings. Taking to Twitter, he wrote, "Credit cards have enabled many of America's mass shootings in the last decade." Oh, yeah? Well, show me these statistics on that, doofus. Show me how many of the guns that were used were bought with a credit card. And with Washington unwilling to act, he continued, "They need to cut off the sales of weapons of war today." Now, you may recall there was a time when Beto was out on the campaign trail and he was denying what we all know the Democrats really want, and that is to go after everybody's guns. And so last night, he did a 180. Former Congressman Beto O'Rourke's vow to take AR-15s from gun owners appears to represent a stark reversal from his failed run for the Senate last year. You remember he ran against Texas, for the Senate seat there and lost. At last night's Democrat presidential debate, O'Dourke was pressed by ABC World News Tonight anchor David Muir about whether he was proposing taking away guns from lawful gun owners. This was his reply.
I am. If it's a weapon that was designed to kill people on a battlefield, if the high impact, high velocity round, when it hits your body, shreds everything inside of your body because it was designed to do that so that you would bleed to death on a battlefield and not be able to get up and kill one of our soldiers. When we see that being used against children, hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47. We're not going to allow it to be used against our fellow Americans anymore.
Yeah, and listen to the crowd of lunatics in the background who obviously have never read the Constitution cheering away. However, O'Dourke had a much different stance when he was running against Ted Cruz for the Senate. During an interview on the Chad Hastie Show, April 2018, the host asked, "I own an AR-15. A lot of our listeners out there own AR-15s. Why should they not have one?" To which Beto O'Dourke responded, "To be clear, they should have them. If you purchase that AR-15, if you own it, keep it. Continue to use it responsibly." Later in the same interview, he added, "If you own a gun, keep that gun. Nobody wants it, wants to take it away from you. At least I don't want to do that." You think Beto O'Dourke is a man of his word?
I don't think so, stupid.
I don't think so either. There was plenty of stupidity to go around last night, including the body surfer Andrew Yang. He is running on a platform of giving, what, $1,000 a month to every American. We are $22 trillion in the hole, sports fans. And here is Yang running on a platform of, "I want to give $1,000 a month to every American." And he doesn't want to wait until after he is in the White House. No, no, no. No, Andrew Yang is going to go ahead and start right now.
"My campaign will now give a freedom dividend of $1,000 a month for an entire year."
Oh, a freedom dividend. I see.
"My campaign will now give a freedom dividend of $1,000 a month for an entire year to 10 American families, someone watching this at home right now. If you believe that you can solve your own problems better than any politician, go to yang2020.com and tell us how $1,000 a month will help you do just that. This is how we will get our country working for us again, the American people."
Well, the country does seem to be working pretty well. Mr. Yang.
You moron.
Yeah.
You moron.
You moron. Jeez. And the crowds, you know, at these Democrat debates, they're cheering away. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right. Who was it said centuries ago, one of the founders, slips my mind right offhand who it was, it said, you know, once people find out that the government will support them, then our constitutional republic is pretty much done. But, you know, you don't hear the Democrats talking about America being a constitutional republic. All they talk about is what a threat to our democracy Donald Trump is. Our democracy. Founders knew what would happen if we were a pure democracy, and that's why we have the Electoral College and are a constitutional republic. Back to the phones we go. Elizabeth is along here on the Friday free-for-all. Hi, Elizabeth, and welcome to the program. Oh, sorry, it says on the call screen, Elizabeth, but this is actually Gerald, right? Is that Gerald, are you there?
You talking to me?
Yes, sir. Me? Talking to me?
This is Phil.
Yeah. This is Phil. Oh, Phil. Sorry, Phil. Total confusion on the call screen here.
I gonna say four more guesses, and I'll tell you who I am.
Okay,
Bobby, I appreciate you, and I wonder if old Yin Yang, one of those families, gonna be illegals. Bet you they are.
I don't know. I haven't done any research into him, but look, I mean, you know, he's got as much chance of being president as I do. So.
Yeah. Well, anyway, what I called about earlier in the week, you said something that really struck home to me, and now it made me so happy.
What was that?
You know, the Democrats have kept Lindsey in office all these years,
yep,
and the Republicans are not going to have a convention. And I totally trust your judgment when you determine which one of those Democrats we need to go vote for in the Democratic,
in their primary, right?
Primary, yeah. I hope every single Republican in South Carolina goes and votes in the Democrat primary.
You will
and
be
it's time to pay them back.
You will be happy to hear, Phil, that there are all kinds of plans afoot, not only here in the Upstate, but in the Midlands and in the Lowcountry as well, by GOP partisans. Who are going to make a concerted effort to make sure that we get Mr. Yang or Beto O'Dork or whoever the looniest of the leftists vying for the Democrat presidential nomination are, and turn out in droves and make sure that the least likely to win candidate wins the South Carolina Democrat primary. I think it would be poetic justice.
I'm certainly going to vote, but a little word to your audience, spend less time on Facebook and more time on the range.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about where the deer and antelope play.
That's right. The one where we pop some caps downrange.
Burn some powder, people. We better get out there and keep that trigger finger limber.
You bet. Thank you, Phil. I appreciate it. Sorry for the confusion on your name there. It is a skill that depreciates with time. And I need to brush up on mine as well. 14 before 4 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Really good piece about the Democrat clown car last night in Houston. There's a guy named David Blackman. He does something called the DB Daily Update. And in his take on the debate last night, I think is worth sharing with you. So we'll do that when we come right back.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Work, 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 work.
You bet. Even with the triskaidekaphobia all around us here on Friday the 13th and the harvest moon tonight. By the way, coming along a bit later in the program, the top Friday the 13th facts, which I'll be sharing with the Bobettes, with Miss Moneypenny and Little Annie, and amazing true Friday the 13th facts. Okay. Now, I mentioned David Blackman. He writes this piece called the DB Daily Update. And about last night's debate, he wrote, "The Democrat clown car is on the fast track to a brokered convention. Are you ready for a deadlock Democrat convention next year? Because that's where all this Democrat traveling clown show is headed. Pocahontas is now an even more clear favorite to get to the convention with the most delegates next July, although her chances of arriving there with a full majority needed to win on the first ballot remain small. I mean, she's already playing the role of the front runner in the debates. Last night in Houston, she stood quietly for the most part, while also ran doofuses like Irish Bob O'Rourke and Julian Castro and Amy Klobuchar and Andrew Yang shouted and gesticulated and poured out the "I'm going to grab your guns" and "Trump's a racist red meat" for the party's lunatic Twitter-outraged base. During the debate's first hour, almost 20 minutes went by in between times when Princess Little Mouth Always Running actually opened her mouth on stage as all the nitwits around her tried to tear each other apart. This could be an all-time record for Princess 1/1024th. while Yang was promising to have his campaign illegally pay out $1,000 a month, for the next 12 months to 12 families in order to buy their votes, Preacher Pete was trying to get everybody to sing his own particular weird version of Kumbaya. Castro was cracking jokes about Biden's advanced age. Commie Bernie was trying to croak out some Bolshevik nostrums from his 77-year-old sore throat. Kamala was cackling like an evil character from a 1950s Disney movie. O'Rourke was promising to come grab everybody's guns and trying to figure out exactly when to toss out an F-bomb. And Klobuchar was getting ready to start throwing notebooks at the moderators. The fake Indian was just standing quietly by. She's clever enough to understand that being a lifelong fraud is, in fact, a badge of honor in a Democrat presidential nominating contest. And so there she was last night, standing right in the middle of that stage next to Biden. She probably came into last night planning to take some shots of her own at Biden, but quickly realized that Castro and Harris and others were doing a fine job of exposing the elderly hack for what he is. That quick thinking also shows she knows her own limitations. She has to understand that her angry schoolmarm voice and speaking tone quickly begin to grate and irritate, so why overdo that during a 3-hour debate that was viewed by millions? As for Biden, if it weren't for the fact that he's been such a despicable swamp creature hack for so many decades, it would be sad watching his visible decline on national television. His cognitive functions are so clearly limited now that it's visible on his face every time he's asked a question for which he hasn't been coached or one that touches on an uncomfortable subject. If you can stand it, go watch a replay of the debate on YouTube. You can see Biden visibly recoil and squeeze his eyes shut whenever he's asked a question that surprises him, which was typically from another candidate, not the accommodating moderators. I've been saying since April that Biden's polling lead would be gone by October, and he'd be out of the race entirely after next March 4th, Super Tuesday. Looks like he's right on schedule to meet that calendar. Sanders will also fade after his croaking performance. Democrat voters are all about optics and the feels, and a 78-year-old croaking at him for 3 hours will make them all feel nervous and stuff. Irish Bob is a furry circus clown who just announced the fourth reboot of his campaign in 6 months. He's to the point where even shallow Democrat voters think he's a shallow opportunist. Julian Castro never has been in any way relevant in this race, and his low attacks on Biden last night are not going to change that. Preacher Pete is cute as a button and might look good as arm candy for Pocahontas in a general election race. Cory Booker is Cory Booker and always will be, and nobody takes him seriously. Yang is just weird. Klobuchar is the angry version of Kirsten Gillibrand. I feel like I'm forgetting somebody here, but honestly, I don't care. The updated odds for the 2020 Democrat nomination: Harris 100-1, Preacher Pete 100-1, The Field 100-1, someone not yet in the race, even odds, brokered convention, here we come. That is all, over and out. Hour number two is next here on the Bobby Mack Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.